Tommy says she doesn't need me anymore, so we've got the whole day free. It's ever so much cooler now. What do you want to do? Oh, Impy, what are you up to with Mummy's pink iPad? I thought you were only going to use it for magic sounds and the game she's got for you. You promise. Oh, turn it round a bit. Let's see. What's he making?
Pizza. Look, it's gonna be yummy.
Who's that with him?
Don't you know? That's Petal and Buddy. He's the girl and boy. Aren't they good? But can we have pizza? Icky and me like pizza. We want pizza. Only not with dead animals on it. We don't like that. We want vegetables on ours. Lots and lots of lovely, lovely, gorgeous vegetables.
Okay, Impy, of course we can have pizza, but not till this evening, and okay. None for that silly Icky.
Icky's not silly, he's my friend.
What are we doing in the meantime? We're not watching videos all day, surely. Mummy won't like that. Good plan. Shall we make some for the toys? We could get the pans out and make toppings. What do you think they'd like on their pizza?
Well, we'd have to make a big pizza with all different toppings on. Mr. Tarly dear would like bananas.
A banana pizza?
Yeah. The kiss doll would like fishes. Tuna. And those curly pink ones. What are they called? And those salty little nasty little salty ones that Mummy likes.
Anchovies.
Ugh. Those ones. And Buffy, he'd like any kind of yummers meat. And Mummy Lacey would like any kind of yummers veggies.
Well, if they all had what they wanted, it would be more than a pizza. It would be a treat. I wonder what the Tumbles would have. Timmy would have chips on his.
Chips on a pizza?
It's a treat, so why not? What do you think Mrs. Chippy would have? Oh, Impy, now this is getting really silly. What about Mr. Tommy Tumbles?
I don't know. I know something that's got that strong burny drink you all have that makes people all act so silly. What about that fruity stuff that Mummy has in glitter pies at Christmas? I don't like that and it makes my stomach go all buzzy.
Mincemeat? Good idea, Impy. That'll get Mr. Tommy feeling nice and mellow. Are we going to make it then? Oh, Impy, I want to make pizza for the toys. Come on, it'll be fun.
We will make pizza, we will. You'll see. Now, come on, Bert, we got fingers too. I'll go and get Tanuki and Boofy. You get lots of magic sounds. I'll tell you which ones we need. And you get ready to do Mr. Tommy and little Timmy voices. And you need to go and ask Mummy if she can come and help us. We need her to be Mrs. Chippy.
Oh, is it a game? Have you got a story?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Mummy's busy.
Oh, don't be a silly old pointy head.
All right. I'll do my best. What do you expect me to do? Drag her in, just like she is, and be a tiny little elf. You're mad, you are. Blow her kisses. I don't think so.
I'm going,
Impy.
Mommy, yes, Mommy. Now, have a lovely time playing with Timmy today, but promise me you'll be everybody. Come on, up you get. Hurry up, Luffy. Oh, I love that color, Daddy. It's really cheerful. Oh, look, look, look at the clown's face. Look, and the doorbell is on the clown's hat. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, can I ring the doorbell? All right, Luffy. Let's talk. My action. Ring the doorbell, please. What a funny doorbell.
No, we don't want any. Sharp, ain't ya? Nice one, Charles. Watch your lace. Looking delicious as ever. Hello, you two horrible little urchins. Well, come on, stop making the doormat look untidy.
Hello, Tommy Dears. Lovely to see you, and thank you very much for having us. Hello, Mr. Tommy Tumbles. Look at the great big room. Look at all the fins, the bathroom ropes. Look at the flying trapeze and the swing on the ceiling. Look at the bike, please. The bike with only one.
Oh, they're okay. Plenty of room in here. Take a pew, and I'll get us all some lubrication for the throat. Bet you could use a drop of the old jungle juice, couldn't you, Charlie?
Oh, you're a mind reader, Tommy. I certainly could.
And what about you, Lace? A little drop of peach wine, or we got elderflower, or raspberry? Oh, no, not that chair. I'm sorry, custard pie right in the mush. Blimey, Tippy's gonna do a nap. She told me to disarm that trick and I clean forgot. Oh no, now I'm for it. Here she is.
What's all the shouting about in here? Hello, Lacey dear. Oh, don't tell me Tommy forgot to disarm that stupid custard pie trap.
Sorry, it's quite all right, Tippy dear. Just an accident. If you could just show me somewhere where I could get cleaned up.
My fault, Tips. I clean forgot. Sorry.
Sorry? Oh, you useless, hopeless, brainless set of stupid with a pointed head on top. Why does everything I tell you make a noise like a whistling kettle as it goes in one ear and whistles out the other? Oh, never mind. Do something you're good at. Pour us all a drink. A big one. I'm on the cranberry wine tonight because I'm seeing red. Timmy? Timmy! You revolting little mud grub! Where have you got to?
Mummy and Mum, stop yelling at everyone, will ya? Hiya, Boofy! Crystal!
Don't you be so cheeky!
Ow!
Now, Timmy, you take Crystal and Boofy and show them your new monkey bars. Now, you kids play nicely for a bit before dinner. Tommy, you pour those drinks like I said. Come with me, Lacey dear. We'll get you all cleaned up and then you can tell me all your news. I want to hear all about everything. Is it true what I heard that the Velvets are expecting again? Oh, I don't know. That's going to be the third one that Mrs. Velvet's had in 4 years. Oh, I've never heard anything like it, really.
I like your kicking, Timmy. It's the coolest, most funny kicking I've ever seen. Look at all those pots piled up high like that. Oh, I like your whole house. It's just so good. But you have all those ropes and bars and trapezes and swings and stuff in your living room for?
Practicing, of course. Mum and Dad got to stay in shape and keep all their skills up to date. And I use them too. Now I can move proper, they're teaching me tricks. When I'm good enough, they're going to bring me into the act.
In a real circus?
No, in a sweet shop. Of course in a circus, silly. Where do you think? Now, who's hungry? You hungry, Boofy?
I'm starving.
Me too. Our mums and dads will be in there for ages, guzzling them nasty drinks and yapping. We won't get no dinner for hours, so I thought we could help ourselves to a bite. Especially if I can find out where Mum's hidden I think it might be in here.
No, Timmy. That's naughty.
Oh, poo. Go back in there if you don't want none. Only don't you dare tell on us. Here, give us an hand, Boof. It's heavy.
Oh, look at that. Pizza.
That ain't just any old pizza. Me mum calls it a treatza because of the way that she makes it. Everyone's got their own bit with what they like best on, you see. There's mine, look. Chips. Cool, I love chips.
Oh, how cool. There's that easy
one, Crystal.
No, it's naughty.
Go on. Look, the toppings all piled high. No one's going to miss a few.
I look so good at it. I really think we can, Timmy.
Oh, you goody goodies. Look, Crystal, there's anchovies. Aren't they your favourite? No one's going to miss one little anchovy.
Well, I am very hungry and maybe one water. I could try one. Just one. Oh, it's delicious. And maybe one little prawn. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, get up. You're being naughty. I didn't mean naughty. I didn't try to be so nice.
Oh, she's putting a lot of sauce on me chips. I says, if that fist of yours gets any tighter, my son, it might stop feeling like a handful of limp lettuce and do someone some real damage, I says.
Oh, never, Tommy!
Tommy, you are awful. What to say? That wasn't a very sensible thing to say. What if he fires you?
No, not him. He's too much of a realist. Have another drop of coconut water, Charlie, old mate. Now, old Gormless Gill knows without me and Tips that circus would close next week. Not wanting to toot me own horn or nothing, but it's true, ain't it, old girl?
It's true enough, Tommy. Those kids are being awful quiet. Tommy, I wonder if I should go and see what they're up to.
Nah, leave them be.
Oh, honestly, they do know not to be naughty in somebody else's house. And it's nice to have a little bit of peace. I don't remember when I felt this relaxed.
Oh, well, if you're sure. Oh, Tommy, why is my glass empty?
Oops, sorry, old girl. I shall remedy the situation immediately.
I should think so, too. Thank you. Now, come on, let's have some really juicy gossip. Something really nice and scurrilous. Who's got anything? Come on.
Well, I'm not much of gossip, as you know, but I did hear something and I don't know whether this is true.
We've had all our treats. Well, all the top anyway. Nobody wants the boring old bottom bit, do they? Cool, Boof. It don't half look a mess now. Do you reckon our mums will be mad?
I don't know about your mummy, Timmy. I don't know about that, but my mummy is going to be very, very good indeed. Oh, Boofy. Oh, Timmy, why did you betray me to eat it? I wish you hadn't.
We didn't cry, baby. You ate it first. Look, I tell you what, let's have some off the other bits too. Then our mum will think that the cat's done it. Look, Boof, have a taste of me mum's bit. It's all sweet.
Oh, yummy. Oh, it's all chocolatey. Have some kiss too.
Me dad's bit. Cool, Boof. Our mum's never let me try a bit of that. Let's have a taste.
Oh, that's really, really good. Oh, that's so good.
Good? It's wicked.
Oh, it's really so much.
Get your hands out of me, Crystal. Oh, you ain't having it. Not after the fuss you made.
I'm having
it. It's lovely. Who wants some more?
Was a bit big for her boots, and it serves her right if they left her in the beetroot bath too long and she come out bright red. What a laugh! Oh my gosh, I better drop over.
Think we all have. Hey Charles, you better take a red and yellow cab home, I think. Your car will be okay here till tomorrow.
Home? Nobody ain't going home yet. We ain't had no dinner.
Oh yeah. Well, where is it then? It'll be burnt to a cinder now, you daft old bat.
No, it won't. I only got to put it in the oven for 10 minutes and it'll be ready. Look, I'll go and find the kids and I'll see to it.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting rather hungry now.
Oh, Charlie, you're always hungry.
Had she remembered? I think she made something special now I come to think of it. Yep, good old girl, my tips.
Oh, my stars and purple garters! Oh, Lord, did you ever see anything like it? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh,
what
dear,
oh, dear. Happy dear.
Oh, well, I never did. Oh, dear. I made treats, all right, with all our favourite toppings on it.
Oh, delicious. Oh, I've had your treats before.
Well, don't you get too excited, Charlie, because it's all gone.
Gone?
Yes, those kids have scoffed the lot except the base.
Some children wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, it certainly wasn't the cat. And anyway, I know it was our free.
How?
Because, Lacey dear, I made a big bit for our Tommy with the mincemeat that was left over from Christmas on it that I made using a pint of brandy. And it's gone. And how do I know our three have eaten it? Because they're all laying on the floor as drunk as lords. That's how. Boofy is talking about pink doggies in the sky and waving his paws in the air. Our Timmy is singing some weird cockney rhyming slang version of Sending the Clowns. And your little Crystal is trying to catch her tail. Only she says she can see two of them.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm absolutely shocked. They've been very, very, very naughty. Really naughty. They'll be punished. Really, they'll be really punished.
Yes, they've been very naughty. Very naughty indeed. Oh, quite nice, dear.
I'm sorry, Lacey. I can't help it. It's...